Joining me on the phone is Jeremy Bell, one of the violinists of the celebrated Penderecki String Quartet. Now, if you go to any music festival in Ontario, you are bound to come across their name. They are everywhere. Just now, July 10th, Music Mountain, Falls Village, Connecticut. They've already performed throughout Winnipeg, New York. They're coming to Collingwood July 12th. They're going to be in Elora. Music in the Garden. Boy, that list just goes on. What a pleasure. Thank you, Jeremy. Thank you for joining the Jukebox today.
It's great to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, welcome to the show. I'd love for you to talk a little bit about the ensemble. I know it's very special for many ways, not only the quality of your playing, which I've witnessed firsthand in live concerts, but also the fact that you really support Canada's composers. You've premiered over 100 new works from composers in Canada and abroad. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's just so rich. There's so much unbelievable creativity. And to be a voice for this creation is such a privilege, truly. And, you know, to actually meet these people, work with them, because, of course, when we play Beethoven and Mozart, we don't obviously have that privilege. But this is really important work for us. And, yeah, there's just been some really great quartets written for us, and we're going to get one this coming Tuesday in Collingwood. So it's, again, another venture, and it's very exciting.
Yeah, well, Daniel Medizade, he was on our show. He's the composer in residence of the Scarborough Philharmonic, and we've commissioned a work that will be a world premiere overlooking the Lilac. I don't have any knowledge except the title right now, and I'm super excited to hear it. Can you tell us a little bit about what our audience might expect? Because you've already rehearsed it.
Yeah, we were just working with Daniel yesterday. It's a very tight-knit work. It's got a lot of... It starts with a bit of a lament in the viola, and then it goes straight into a very driven and exciting allegro section. Sounds a little bit like Shostakovich.
Well, interesting. Yeah, he did say he was inspired by Shostakovich, right? And he does have an unpredictable character in his music.
Yeah, for sure. And then there's a very soulful middle section.
Oh, good.
In sort of a compound meters, sixes and uh-huh. fives. So it has a bit of a Middle Eastern feel to it.
Right, right. Well, that's how he introduced his music style, yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very interesting. So he's going to play with the meter with you. I know Beethoven likes to pull that trick on us musicians as well.
That's right.
Now, how do you find working with living composers? How has that experience been? I've had the ability to work with living composers, and sometimes, you know, having them in studio during recording sessions, and I find that they can provide quite a bit of insight for us.
Yeah, that's true, and often it's what's interesting too is kind of the more you work with a composer, the more you can also have some input, you know, and sometimes we'll make a suggestion, just a slight reworking of notes in a harmony or notes in particular instrument, and it creates a more fluid effect because we know our playing and we know what is flattering to us.
So right.
Sometimes we bring those little subtle suggestions in, and sometimes they go over well and sometimes they don't. You know, and you have to respect that a composer's really trying for something very specific.
Right.
I find that a very fascinating negotiation sometimes.
You're absolutely right, and sheet music can be limited in that respect. Often we rely on the letters of composers or testimony of the time to try and get more out of the text that is available to us, and, you know, the black and white text that we deal with on a daily basis.
Yeah, and, you know, character is endless. You know, we'll bring a certain character, rather innocently, and to a passage, and the composer will like, well, I never thought it should be like that. I was thinking of it more like this.
Right.
But sometimes I'll say, but I really actually liked what you just did.
Yeah, let's change that. Right.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about the 2010 Juno Award for Best Composition. That was one of your albums with a music by Marion Mozetich, Lament in the Trampled Garden.
Marion is a Kingston composer. We did a whole CD of his music, and that particular piece kind of stood out in that CD. We submitted it to Juno's, and it ended up winning Best Composition of the Year.
Mm.
Yeah, we've played that piece all over the world, and it always has a strong impact for the audience. Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about your summer programming that we're going to hear outside of Daniel Medizadeh's work now in Collingwood. And for anyone just tuning in, I'm speaking with Jeremy Bell, a violinist from the Penderecki String Quartet, now celebrating over three decades together. They're based in Waterloo, Ontario. They've been quartet in residence at Wilfrid Laurier University since 1991. Just a pleasure to have this very musical conversation here. And Jeremy, could you tell us a little bit more about some more of the programming you have on track for this concert, July 12th in Collingwood?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, we're starting with the early string quartet of Joseph Haydn. These are known as the Sun String Quartets, and we're playing the last of a group of six. And it's in A major, and A major for a string quartet creates a wonderful resonance because our instruments are tuned kind of centered on the A string. So mm-hmm. It brings a really natural glow to the quality of the sound.
Interesting.
So we're starting with that very sunny Haydn quartet. It's just yep. really a lot of fun to play. And then the Daniel Medizadeh. And then we're playing our namesake, Krzysztof Penderecki String Quartet number 4.
Oh, yeah.
This was a work that Penderecki wrote just a few years before he died. He died in 2020. But it's also, it's very tonal. It's mercurial in the sense that there's a lot in it, very high-packed, lots of changes of character. There's Jewish folk music, and there's the more edgy modernism. And
right. There's another unpredictable composer.
Yeah.
And you're ending with a Dvorak.
Dvorak, this is Dvorak's last string quartet. He wrote it when he was living in New York City.
Mm.
It has some of the Americana charm that we know from the New World Symphony and American String Quartet.
Right.
A little bit of the sort of the gospel hue in there, a little bit of indigenous shades.
Well, it sounds like a fascinating program. I couldn't be any more excited. Get your tickets, collingwoodfestival.com. Our inaugural concert is already sold out. This concert is taking place July 12th, 7 p.m., First Presbyterian Church, right here in Collingwood. You can also call our box office, 705-416-1317. And we have everything you need to know about the concert and about this stunning, this celebrated string quartet we'll be hosting very soon. Thank you, Jeremy. Thank you for taking the time out of your busy schedule, rehearsing schedule, to join us today.
Thank you so much.
Have a wonderful afternoon.
Okay, take care.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye.